Blog Talk Radio.
Ali Ali, think about it. You want to think about it. Think about that image. Think about it. But we here to remind you to think about it. Get rid of those images that have caused all the terror in this world. Racism. But while you said think about it. When you're thinking about it, we're here tonight on the talk radio station. Message of concern. We're concerned about the message that is going into our people's mind. All the lies that have been they have put together and gave it to us. That have made us a backward people. Because if we weren't a backward people, we would be going forward. We are not going forward. Not quickly, no way. So it comes from that image. Holding a man up as God. After the Bible said don't do. And everything the Bible said don't do that makes sense. Everything the Quran said that don't do it. That makes sense. Satan said, I'm going to do it. And that is exactly what he did. So we at 900 Block Talk Radio Station, we like to open up our talk with a prayer. He has to get started on the right foot with prayer, open up with prayer. And we close with a prayer. That means we have did two things right. So this is Brother Abdullah Akbar coming out of at Cato, Georgia. My wife and I are co-host workers here. Naya Akbar. My name is Abdullah Akbar. You are welcome. And we also have a co-host worker in Sujah Muhammad and his wife, or Quran, from Baton Rouge. And we also have Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. Yeah, we are the team. So we are now talking about the image and remove those images out of the world. Imam saying the greatest thing that ever been done since Moses and since Prophet Muhammad to move these images out of the world. They are the root of all these problems. And we want to go to the root. We want to put every inch of it up and get rid of it so we can all live like human beings together in peace and happiness. And until that image is moved, there ain't going to be no true peace on this earth. People wonder why so many bad things happen to African Americans coming from Caucasian people, come from the police, come from the judges. Because they hate us because they've been lied to. They've been told God came in their image. Instead of them making them honorable and decent and upright people, have made them a bunch of evil savages. Not all of them, but a whole lot of them. And the one I'm talking about, they got guns. They got authority. They are animals on us. And on the kill we have, for those animals, it's the truth. The truth will set them free. The truth is what's going to set us free. So we're going to open up with a prayer called El Fatah. We're going to get some of this, get set some of this truth, and then we're going to share what we had tonight about the message of concern. We'd like to open up with a prayer called El Fatah. We'll say it in the Arabic language, and then we'll translate it in the English translation. We go, Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbilai Amin, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Omni Din, Yakan Abu Yakan Astain, Et Dennis Sarato Mustaki, Sarato Ladino, Antor Lahim, Gauri Magdu Vilayim, Walladori. I mean, we seek protection with God, the creator of this creation, with the name of God, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all the worlds. Allah is most gracious. He's most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone we should be worshiping. And thy aid we should be seeking. We're asking Allah to continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet you again in the most honorable and greatest greeting of all the greetings. Some say it's the greeting of the angels in paradise. Some say it's the best greeting that all of the prophets, when they came among the people, they greeted the people like this. And said, none of the prophets never heard English. All of them spoke Arab and Aramaic, and all of them had to say it like this. Assalamu alaikum simply means God, peace be unto you, not my peace, because my peace might be a little problem, and your peace might cause a problem. But when I say, may Allah peace be upon us, then we get Allah peace. There ain't nothing but peace. That's the true peace that we need. So we're here tonight on this Block Talk radio station, coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, who sponsored the show here tonight. And after this show go off the message concern, then the show coming on about reparation for those who need to get more information on reparation. They stay tuned after this show, and you can join in on getting the information. The reparation is something with somebody older. The Jews getting there, the Japanese getting there, others are getting there, the Indians are getting there. So it's time for us to get out all the hell we went through in America, all the suffering we done from the courthouse to the church, from the church house to the courthouse, wherever we live, whatever neighborhood. If we stood up and spoke the truth, we could be killed, lynched, burned, housed, lose everything. Long we don't tell the truth. Then the liars told us that we couldn't read. And then they told us they better not catch us reading. If they caught us reading, they'd kill us. What kind of people will set a stage like that? They say you can't read. You ain't smart enough to read. And then they told you if they catch you reading, they kill you. What kind of people would do something like that? Well, we were done like that. Huh? We were done like that. Frederick Douglass read his owner, let him read, and he kept reading. He couldn't justify being no slave because the books they read condemned that. He read those books and he condemned that. And when Frederick Douglass owner, and we know nobody can own anybody, but the one who had him on this lot or plantation, whatever you want to call it, he had to sell them because he ran out of money. And he sold Frederick Douglass to a cool slave master. He told him he didn't need no nigga working. The only thing he needed a nigga for is to pick his cotton. And Frederick Douglass knocked him out and went on to the north. Huh? Now, Christian told that turn the other cheek if somebody hit you, turn the other cheek. Them Caucasians didn't turn the other cheek. They turned the other cheek and looked for him for so many years, and they killed him. We the only ones fear for the open door. Turn, somebody hit you on the right side, give them the left side. This is what racism comes. All this is coming from racism, coming from people who think they are better than you, Pharaoh mentality. And now that Pharaoh mentality done fell into the homosexual mentality. Because homosexuals talking about they discriminated against. They've been mistreated. They've been denied equal access to things. Nothing but lies. Only thing the homosexual is doing is breaking God's law with two men or two women laying together. God scarred it. That was a law. God scarred them. That was a law in America for a long time. If they called you sodomized, two men sodomized, they would lock you up. They catch you dressing like a woman, they would lock you up. No more. Why? Because this world is trying to get to an end. It's trying to come to an end. And those wicked people are trying to bring it to an end. And that image is number one problem that happened or causing this problem. So we got to get rid of the image so we can see God and worship God in spirit and truth. We shouldn't be worshiping no image. God done told us that. He's bigger than anything that you could imagine. You can't imagine no man going near that sun. You can't imagine. And there's no ship or nothing that a man can make on this planet can go near that sun. And when that sun come up in the morning, it gets all our attention. It makes everything grow. It gives everything its texture and color. That sun does that. Didn't no man put that up there. It had to be a power greater than we have the brain to imagine. You can't imagine who put some that powerful in the sky that do so much good here on this earth, that help the good and the bad and the jealousy and the envy, help all people. But God, we said Allah put it up. Allah means the creator of this creation. Who other than a creator put that up in the sky? So we here tonight on this Bob Talk radio station to go to the root of the matter and uproot it. Get those images out of your church, out of your houses, off your walls. And even a chain you call cross. It's not good to have no cross. If they nailed Jesus to a cross, why would you want one anyway? Huh? If they would have shot him with a Smith and Wesson, you'd be wearing a Smith and Wesson around your neck. So we don't think. We just react to whatever somebody gave us. And that's coming from that image. Caucasian people are our brothers. They're our sisters and brothers. We supposed to love each other. But there ain't going to never be no love coming from them to us and up to them long as that image up in the world is God. Long as they see themselves as God over the world, long as they say this world belongs to them, because they stick together. That one thing you can say about the Caucasian people, they stick together even in evil and corruption. And that's why African Americans can't get a decent outcome when you go to court. Even though we got, they're talking about the First Amendment, those people don't respect our right, you know, First Amendment, our constitutional right. The reason they don't respect it, because we go to their store and spend all our money back with them, and that is one reason they don't have no respect. They ain't coming to our store and spending no money. But if we were to start spending money with each other and become equally economically in power, all of them, then they would have more respect for you. Your woman would have respect. We don't have our women. Imam said, at least Adam had his woman. We don't have our woman. Our woman belonged to an apartment store, a mall somewhere, or some design somebody will come up with. And over there in London, and they ship it over here. A Gucci bag and all this stuff. They don't fell in love with those things. So when you got a woman, you and her both at peace with each other. Y'all having children. Y'all work together with those children. Y'all help to work in the house together. Y'all do everything together. Y'all speak to each other. You don't raise your voice at us. You don't hear us. That's when you become the natural man that God done created. When we can become the natural men that God created, we speak to each other. We say, how you doing, neighbor? We be good to our children. We just don't drop our children off at the baseball game. We stay there and watch them and protect them. Huh? Now they got you hollering that a dog is your best friend, not your mama, not God, not the creator, but a dog. And people are saying that. They repeat what they hear on TV. Dog is my best friend. No, Allah is your best. The one who created you is your best. Your mother who brought you in this world is your best friend. Your father, is he truly being a father? Because they don't mess most of the fathers up. Huh? Telling us we grown. I'm grown. I'm 35 years old, 45 years old. I do what I want to. All that kind of language came to us and messed us up. I'm my own man. And we don't make nothing that we call ourselves my own man, you. We don't make nothing. They make it for us because they stole it from us. America got great. They stole from the minds of the people they brought here, the building and all that stuff. They put all that stuff in school. We the one taught them how to build. The Indians one taught them how to grow corn and how to plant food. And we taught them how to rotate the garden. We taught that. We made the first car. But I'm in there telling our children that. I'm in telling our children that we made the Coca-Cola and all these other things, that air conditioning, everything else we made, and we don't get no, you know, get no credit for. Because they ain't going to teach you. If they ain't going to treat you right, they can't teach. They ain't going to teach you right. And they ain't going to teach you right, because right now they tell you in public school, don't even teach the history of slavery. There wasn't no slavery. They don't want their children to hear how low down and dirty they were. Don't teach black history. It was black history, and the people that put us under this history, they was black, but they called themselves white at the same time, because you ain't never seen no white people. I've been asking today, bring me some white people here. Bring me some people white as snow, white as a cat, white as a pigeon. Bring me some white people here. Bring me some black. My skin is not black. My skin is brown. And I'm proud of whatever skin color God gave me, God gave it to me. And when you know yourself, you love what God created. You didn't create yourself. You love what God created. So we here tonight to get rid of racism. Get rid of all the isms that cause problems between the human family. The Caucasian people are our brothers. The Japanese, we're all brothers. But they will never respect you as long as their image up in the world. They got their image up in the world as Buddha. They pray to Buddha. They don't eat cows. Huh? They pagans. And that's what they are. The Western said, no, people are pagans. You got more than one God? Western said, you're a pagan. And we got to tell our brothers to come away from being a pagan. They got more than one God. And let them know ain't no Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We got to let them know don't no man come down no chimney and bring their child to us. Stop telling that lie. On the 25th, you work hard all year saving up money to buy your child some toys. And then soon as the 25th comes, you put your child to bed, and we come downstairs, or he come in the room, you tell him the biggest lie that ever been passed down, that Santa Claus brought the toy. It ain't no Santa Claus. Ain't no reindeer. Don't no reindeer fly. We have to reverse all these lies and bring the truth. Don't no rabbit lay no egg. Huh? Halloween is the day that you worship the dead, and God said don't do it. And the dead you worship is evil. You worship, and then they take the cat, the black cat, and make the black cat the most evil cat of all the cats in the world. They take that black cat, and then who are they talking about? They talking about African Americans. I'm talking about dark-skinned people from Africa. We the black cat. We the evil cat. So they this is on slide. This is undermining the truth. They undermine the truth. They bring falsehood into this situation. And we've been under that. We've been under that. So we have to change. And we change. We help them be better human beings. We help them get back to their natural nature as being a kind, decent human being. Because many of them who were lawyers and bankers, many of them who were politicians, many of them who were judges, they're the worst animal. They wasn't any animal in the jungle on up, because they can do that to get money out of us. They do it to rob us of our money. And they've been doing it for years, and they have got professional in robbing us. I'm making they think they're on our side, and the only thing they want to do is get our money, get our productivity that we have performed in this life, get all that money, drain all that money from there, and leave us a broke as we can be. Care nothing about us because they got the Pharaoh mentality. So we're here tonight to straighten out the lies, talk about removing all the images. And that's the number one. That's the number one problem in the world, holding God up as a man, up as God. That's number one. Huh? That's the most important problem. Emmanuel D. Monk, there ain't nothing more important than that. So all praise is due to Allah. We have this Block Talk radio station. Been on it for about 3 or 4 years. Inshallah, we're looking for the best to come out of it. I just left the screen. I announced what time we come on. I invited hundreds of people to come on. And inshallah, we'll keep doing that. And pretty soon we will have a big audience. And we don't care how big the audience, how small it is. We're going to bring the truth. We are bringing nothing but the truth. So help us Allah. We got other people in the queue who got something to say and add to what's already been said. So anybody else got anything, all you got to do is match one, come into the queue, and once you match that one on your phone, we'll see it, and we'll cut your mic on from here. That's what this Box Talk radio station, we're here for the people. We the people. We are the human beings. We are the believers. We are here for those. We're here to straighten out a lie, get Satan out. When we talk about Satan, we ain't talking about no man down in the ground to get us when we dead. We talk about a man and a woman who don't took on weak ideas and wrong thinking, and they tell a lie. They lie. That's Satan. I describe Satan. You can't describe Satan no other than that. You said Satan got a pitfall. You've been given a fairy tale about Satan. Satan is an intelligent strategist. He go to school. He drink, but he don't get drunk. He smokes cigars and laugh and joke, but he take it real serious when he get ready to destroy or get his human being to go in the wrong direction. He take it real serious. He called himself Illuminati. He called himself other name that he have that he practiced, but he called himself sometimes the president, but he's there. So anybody who would like to got any comments, got anything they would like to say, please match one and come into the queue, and we'll cut your mic on. We here because we see the problem and the solution to the problem, that we all come together and work as one, like the ant, like the bumblebee. Work as one to get rid of this problem. The ant, if you take the ant and take the bumblebee and put them in the class and put African-American in the class, the ant and the bumblebee be number one, be working together. And the African-American will be number last, whatever that be. He will be last working together because we don't. Slavery have taught us not to work together, not even to trust each other. So we have no bank. That's a proof of that. We have no grocery store. We have no big, large auto dealership, auto part place. We have none of those things. We are barely, we got the public school. Our children should not be in no school getting brainwashed. Huh? What kind of school would tell your child, if your mama disciplined you, why would your mama discipline you? Because she loves you. Why would your daddy restrict you from going out at night? Because he loves you. He know that he been where you been. He know more than you know. And what the teacher tell you to come back and tell her, if your mama have put her hands on you or your father and come out there, and if they do that, we're going to come out there and lock them up. A child don't know no better. Child think that's something good to do. So the child go tell the teacher that her mama here, they come out there and lock her mama up, put her in a foster home where the child get beat up, get half-fed, get mistreated. The child has to still live, get in juvenile. And the people that got her in that foster home, they ain't coming down to the juvenile to see about their child. But that child feel real bad what he have done to his mama and father. So listen, all we got to do is tell them the truth and tell them the right way of doing things. And that's what God said, teach the child in the right way, and it'll go, if it do this, it'll stray from the right, it will come back. It will come back because righteousness is better than evil. So I see I got my other one, my co-host working hand is up. Well, Sujal Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm going to bring him in. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sujal Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Sujal. Your mic is on.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We got anybody else that wants to come on? Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and I also bear witness that there is only one creator. There's only one God. And I also testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. We'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We just like to add to what's already been said. Some of the things that will just make you consider this idea that been put in religion and has been taught to our children, taught all over the world, that God is an image. That God is an image.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers and sisters, so let's look at that. Let's look at that. First of all, you got to know what an image is. What is an image? Now, we are told that Allah is Akbar, that the Creator is greater. Greater than what? Anything that you can imagine God is. He's way more than that. You just can't tell me who God is. You can't say that God is an image. You got some people saying God is a spirit. That's an image. You said that God, Jesus is the Son of God, and that Jesus is God. Jesus is an image. And what is an image? An image is a word. And our leader, Imam Waqidi Muhammad, said a word is anything that brings a picture to your mind through your five senses. You see through using your senses, your five senses. That's how you see. Everything in creation is a word. Everything in creation you can see. With one of your senses. If I say God is an image, that we was made in God's image, then I got to be able to show you that image.
Allahu Akbar.
I got to be able to show it to you. If we were made in God's image, then who made in God's image? What is God's image?
Allahu Akbar.
You can't identify God. Why is that? Because the Quran says. And we as Muslims, our guidance is the Holy Quran.
All right, Bob.
You can't communicate unless you use something out of creation. I don't care if it's sign language, using your feeling. If you sit on the tack, you can identify that tack. One of your senses could identify that you sit on a sharp object. And you get off of that right away. One of your five senses can identify that, and it will bring a picture to your mind. And you'll be able to know what that is. That's how you get knowledge. That's how you become to know. When you say that Jesus is God, then right away an image comes to my mind. Right away. The Quran says that if God will, he can destroy the whole earth and all the creation and everything that exists and everything that's in it. And nobody have power to stop him. And after he destroys it, he can bring in another creation that's completely different from the one that he just destroyed.
All right, boy.
So you in bad shape then. You can't identify God then. If God destroyed the whole creation, everything. We're creation, and creation is dependent. Everything in creation is dependent. It can't operate on its own. It needs other things out of creation in order to survive. They say that the human being is made out of 75% water. You got to have water. God has no need. God don't need water. He has no need. When I say Jesus is God, I'm just talking high knowledge. Brothers and sisters, when you speak knowledge, knowledge is to know. You got to say something that will make me be able to see what you're saying, so I can understand what you're saying. And you got to use something out of creation in order to relate to me. There's nothing that these Christians got that can show an intelligent person that there's another God.
All right, bro.
That's nothing. They don't have nothing. Because they got to use something out of creation in order to communicate with me. Brothers and sisters, I'm saying all this to say that many of these leaders know what they're doing, brothers and sisters. They know the truth. And they know that they are working a lie. And they got to keep moving with their lie. They had to keep on moving. Hoping that you would that you can't that you won't catch up with them. Jesus is God. This is what the command says. I do believe you men of Satan, Rajin, with Allah's name, most gracious and most merciful. Allah said, I do believe you men of Satan, Rajin. Take not with Allah another object of worship. A thou, O man, will sit in disgrace and destitution. Thy law has decreed that ye worship none but him. When you make this, when God makes this statement that you don't worship none but him, who is you? Who is he? Who is the other one? Who is it that Allah is telling you not to worship, but only worship him? How could you know not to worship that? What is he talking about? Allah is talking about creation, brothers and sisters. He's talking about creation. That's the reason that he called those peoples that make a God out of something that's already here. That's when he called them pagans. He called them pagans. Allah said that you worship none but him. So you don't worship nothing out of creation. The air, the wind, the water, the tree, the birds, the bees, you don't worship nothing out of creation. You worship none but him. And you had to have a certain temperament. You have to have something in your heart. Allah said that you be kind to your parents, whether one or both of them attain old age in thy life. Say not to them a word of contempt, nor repel them, but address them in terms of honor. And out of kindness, low to them the wing of humility, and say, my Lord, bestow on them the mercy, even as they cherish me in childhood. So you got a condition. You got an obligation. We come out of worship. We come out worshiping God. And they got this image out there.
Okay.
Sam. What? You say your Lord knows best what is in your heart. But if ye do deeds of righteousness, verily he is most forgiving to those who turn to him again and again in true repentance and render to the kindred the due rights, as also to those in want and to the wayfarer. But squander not your wealth in the manner of a spendthrift. Verily spendthrift are brothers of the evil one. And the evil one is to his Lord himself ungrateful. And even as I had to turn away from them in pursuit of the mercy from thy Lord, which thou didst expect, yet speak to them a word of easy kindness. Make not thy hand tie like the miser to thy neck, nor stretch it forth to its utmost reach, so that thou become blameworthy and destitute. Verily thy Lord do provide sustenance in abundance for whom he pleases. And he provided in a just measure. And he doeth know and regard all his servants. So we got a responsibility. We got to be kind to our parents, to our children. We got to be compassionate and merciful. We can't play on people. So when you establish that idea that God had a son, you got to figure out how you're going to. How you gonna relate to the son? You know how you're supposed to relate to the father and the mother. How you gonna relate to the son? Unless you relate to him as your brother. Because the Bible says we all are children. Everybody that does righteousness and obey God are children of God, are the children of God. That's what the Bible says. So we got to relate to him as a brother. And at the same time, we relating to him as a brother, we got to worship him as God. That's too wild, brothers and sisters. Anybody with common sense know that you can't do that. You can't live that type of life. You can't say well they say that you can't serve two masters at the same time. Put it that way. God is your master, and then your brother, Christ Jesus is your master, is your Lord, is God in the flesh. You praying to him. You calling on him. And it's shameful, brothers and sisters. I saw they had on television a five-year-old young man that they said that he's becoming a preacher, and you should have heard the sermon that he preached. Did he preach about God? No. Everything he said was Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus loved God. Jesus prayed to God. Jesus worshiped God. Jesus said, "Watch me while I pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Jesus prayed to God. God asked Jesus, did you tell the people to worship you as God? And the Quran says that Jesus said, never did I say such a thing. You can't do it, brothers and sisters. It's corruption. It's setting up partners with God. It's establishing another God. Now you got two masks. You got to serve. And then that Son of God looks like one of the nationalities. And what they're doing now with Jesus, they're making him look like any Caucasian man. So it's just saying worship any Caucasian man. Brown eyes, blue eyes, black eyes. Just long he's a so-called white man. It don't make no difference. That's your master. So brothers and sisters, we are coming at you different ways with this truth. Inshallah, we pray that you pick it up and you apply it in your life. Jesus said, know you the truth, and the truth is came into peace to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
That was real good. Thank you, brother. You said the Bible started off wrong, made it in an image, and God don't make no image. So it started off on the wrong foot, huh?
Absolutely.
Man, okay. That's a mess there. Think about that. I know in the Bible, Jesus said, why you want to kill me? Call yourself a good man. Why you want to kill me? You know, the only thing I did was trying to help you. Why you want to kill me? I'm going to kill this good man. Call yourself a man. So all praise is due to Allah. Well, we got another young person that came into the queue. Anybody want to come to the master one? And we have Brother Rakib. Yep. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Rakib.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got the lamb.
Give me a look, last.
You got it.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most the most gracious, the most merciful. He is the Lord that made all languages. He have ordained the system of all knowledges. He have made all universe. He have given
that's good.
Man. He have given man a mate. He have given us women. He have given us children. He is the Lord of all worlds. He is the Lord of all systems of knowledge. We are not attacking the religion of Christianity. We are attacking the lies and the falsehood in it. Christianity was long in Africa before the Europeans came to Africa. The disrespect for the Almighty, the lies that have been told on the Almighty in the righteous. As Allah tells us in the Quran, Allah tells us that they say that Prophet Yusra is the son of God. It was a Jew. They introduced, and our leader Imam Muhammad gave us more clarity on it, that the disbelieving Jews associated the prophet that Allah sent them, Prophet Yusra, and they started to worship the prophet. And this became an unsanctified act, and it became profitable towards corrupted righteous men. And the Christians, we know, took this practice of worshiping Prophet Jesus. But it just don't stop there. They worship Buddha. They worship anything that they can see. Because the influence of Satan, the people that are around, they will point the fingers. And they will point the blame.
No, it wasn't.
So the Quran came to clarify all the lies in all of the false religions or the false prophets. It came to us, given by who Allah chose to give it to give to us this beautiful religion of this beautiful religion.
That's what she did. That's sneaked upon.
This beautiful religion of Al-Islam. And Al-Islam came, I-S-L-A-M, and you can look it up on your Google, and it will give you a definition that will bring tears to your eyes. We understand that the guidance does not come from us. Doesn't come from us. The wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, it doesn't come from us. We can strive, and the fruit of our striving will soon be sight. But the Almighty said, once he guides you, there's no one that can misguide you. And if he misguides you, there's no one that can guide you. Isa alayhi salam, he spoke Aramaic, Semitic language, Hebrew, Aramaic, Arabic. And in the Semitic language, you hear the word Allah in Aramaic. You hear Allah. Illah, Allah. Or Elohim. All pointing the finger to Allah. All pointing the direction to Allah, the Almighty, the unseen. So when Allah give the believers this knowledge, we so excited and we so eager to give it. Because it's something about the guidance that Allah have guided the believer and inspired the believer with this spirit to give the truth to as many as people around that person, people around the community. Because the believer, their brothers and sisters, know the punishment for the hereafter. Not the unmoral lifestyle, but the unmoral concept of who God is, who Allah is, the punishment that he does not forgive for associating partners to him. So the believer is so ecstatic to give this knowledge away for free. Doesn't cost nothing. But that spirit transfers over the energy to bring that person back alive and it's not the guidance of that person. It's the guidance and the understanding that Allah gave that person by the will of Allah. By the will of Allah. And it's exciting. It's something to always talk about. But we understand as conscious men and women that we can't talk about Almighty God, Allah, in a subliminal state of mind, a subconscious mind, a mind that's confused, searching. So we lead our friends and family, and we lead our community to the word of Allah so that they can read it themselves, so they can have an understanding that this is not just what Allah put on this brother because he's been Muslim for 20 and 30 years, or 50 and 60 years. This is the responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts on every single soul that he creates from the heavens upon this earth, every jinn. So it becomes the reality to this world. Because the reality has already been accepted in the paradise that Allah is one. That everyone in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the unseen, in his kingdom is worshiping Allah already. Before we was bodies, we were spirits. We were souls that didn't have a body. And Allah placed our souls into our bodies. Allah is telling us that he have created everything upon us. Nothing on us, dear brothers and sisters, is ours. But the will that Allah gave us to rectify our fears back to our tawheed, back to our oneness, our rectifying our submission to what produced us, what put us in this body. We know that Shaitan is very powerful, dear brothers and sisters. He not only trying to debar our women from the path of righteousness as our men, just because we proclaim to believe, Shaitan will come at us on every obstacle, from our back, our sides, our under us, our front, our back. He'll come at us on all obstacles on all sides. And the same bond that we have in prayer is the same bond that should be in society. And they should see it. People should see it. I talked to a brother in traffic. I said, what you do on Friday? You want to hear the word of God? He said, but I ain't that religion. I said, you want to come to the masjid on Friday? He said, I ain't that religion. I said, would you like to come just to look at the brotherhood? And his smile showed all 32 of his teeth. So it's something that Allah would generate to every single soul. And he might don't come at, he one God, because that could be too much for somebody's head. They have to come into our Christian brothers and our disbelieving brothers and sisters have to come into this understanding of belief by we know the permission, the will of Allah, but they have to strive for something the same way they strive to pay their bills, the same way they strive to make sure they get to work on time. They have to strive for it. And a believer has to strive to get his message to the disbeliever. We have to imitate our prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. We have to imitate our prophet Christ to give them their message clear and clarity, because Christianity has been so diluted with falsehood, turning turning the three gods, the Trinity, into one. You can't turn three beings into one: the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. You can't turn that into one. You say, well, if Jesus died for my sin, why I really got to be good? If Jesus coming back, brothers, and some of our brothers ain't got the understanding. Some of our brothers say that Jesus coming back, and don't have this understanding either. So the ones that allow God, allow hell you accountable for the knowledge he give you. You are held accountable for what Allah gives you, and if you do not give it to others. The poor got a right on the rich. How so? It's in our pillar, Zakat. Zakat. So Allah orchestrate this beautiful, he had beautified the religion of El-Islam. He had beautified it not just in Islam, dear brothers and sisters. He had beautified this religion in Christianity. He had beautified this religion in Judaism. Judaism. The people took it the wrong way. Not Allah. And we all look for better spirits, dear brothers and sisters. We don't want the same spirit that we had yesterday. We don't want the same life. We want a better life. We want to be able to pass Allah's test in his heart. But as soon as you strive for the fruit of your striving, dear brothers, of being saved. And it's something that has to be worked on every day. How do you perfect your cooking? You cook every day. How do you perfect your craft, your skill? You do it every day until you end up becoming that man professional right there. Yeah, choose him. He know how to paint the whole house the way you want it. He can fix your pot the way you want it. He know how to give you this religion the way Allah wants you to have it. But he applies this religion not on the person that's giving you the teaching that Allah gave him. Allah depends on that own person. Everyone had their own. Everyone would be held accountable of their own deeds, whether they're good or bad. This is El-Islam. It is in our religion to invite the disbelievers to this religion of El-Islam in the peacefulest manner that we could be. Because that's our religion. El-Islam meaning peace. Salam. The root word of El-Islam is salam. Peace. And to propose what we have to the society and to the society to now the faith of Allah. And it's an everyday thing to do. It's an everyday positive mind to have. You cannot put corrupted mind, unconscious mind, confusion, ignorance, dirty spirit, and spread something that Allah is telling you to do. He won't accept it. Allah says he only accepts the good. Rasulullah gave us more understanding, and Imam Waqidi Muhammad and other imams have gave us more understanding. To invite people to what is good and forbid the bad. To forbid the bad. Now, all of this, it has to add up because Allah orchestrated it. You can't get a politician's mind to give the community or a state or even America fairness, righteousness, what's fair to the majority if they don't have a decent mind to obtain in their own lives. It's not going to be in them. It's not going to be in them. Until we set ourselves in position, dear brothers and sisters, put ourselves in these positions to get the wealth, housing, food, clothing, schools, till we set ourselves up. And every man know this. Every man that bear witness in Allah and follow the Rasulullah, bear witness in Allah and follow Isa, bear witness in Allah and follow Moses. We follow all the prophets, dear brothers and sisters. But anyone who bear witness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Allah and follow Prophet Muhammad, follow Rasulullah, is the imam, meaning you're a leader. You're a leader. Don't look for other men to lead you. You lead yourself. You lead yourself to the point that you make a better society, even if it's a better house. Start with your house. But our houses. Then our family, then our community. That's how it normally works, right? Because if we don't plot war and strategize, trust me, they already declared, the disbeliever already declared war upon us. Mentally, physically, and spiritually. It's already here. Yes, we haven't seen the bloodbath because we're not overseas. But it's here on us. In the same way, dear brothers and sisters, the disbeliever plot on us. Watch us. Stalk us. Aggravate us. Make you try to feel like you lose something of the goodness Allah has put into you. This is where the brotherhood comes in at. Because brothers protect brothers. Brothers protect sisters. Sisters and brothers protect the children. This is the order. This is the natural order. And it has to be shown. Because if it's not being shown and if it's not being seen, we're giving them the same type of mind that they've already been seen and shown all their lives. And if we're not putting ourselves in these political positions, these good positions, like Sister Khadija, Commissioner Khadija in Atlanta, Georgia, we're not trying to put ourselves in these positions so that we can have this power that already we have. Allah already promised us. So that we can progress. This is not just us. We can progress our neighbors, our country, America. Ain't you like You see, you say Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, all Muslim countries. For the believer in here, America, the whole America that became Muslim. What y'all think is happening? What y'all think is going on? What you think they trying hard in every way to stop the religion of Islam? And they will put laws upon it. They will murder your children in the streets. They will take the fathers from the houses. And they will independent your women. And Satan will continue to strategize his plan so there'll be no unity. You cannot worship Allah. Right here in America, dear brothers and sisters, and he put us right here for something bigger than we ever could imagine. And we are a part of this. We are part of this. And feel honored, feel privileged that Allah chose you to do works for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for your Lord. For the Almighty. Hallelujah. Allahu Akbar. We find out the language of different religions is the same. The unity is the same. The love for God Almighty is the same. The language, the practice, it's the same. Everything is the same. But Allah had to take us away from that. And Allah said, so this day I have named you and trust you. He said, this day I have named you Muslim. And I have perfected your religion of Islam. Hmm?
1 minute.
So, dear brothers and sisters, you should be honorable guests in Allah's kingdom upon this earth. And Allah's will be done as it is in kingdom, as it should be done on earth. So, I advise all believers, invite people to your religion of Islam. And you know what it does to you? You know what it does? It doesn't give you that foggy mind. You know what it does to you? It keeps you on top. It tightens you up. You know what it does to you? It sharpens you. You know what it does to you? It keeps that spirit alive. Allah gives you this energy. So that you can produce. So that you can give it to someone and produce. Islam never dies. When Allah takes us from this earth, in the hereafter, we still in paradise will be worshiping and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of paradise and sustainer of all the world. So we have a job. And this job is real, real, real important. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May he give us more knowledge. May he put us amongst kings and give them this knowledge. Presidents and give them this knowledge. Politicians and give them this knowledge. That we strive for. And may Allah bless us to see the victory from doing the work that Allah tells us to do. This keeps us away from sin, men, women. It gives you a structure. It gives you an order. You might don't like the order Allah decreed upon you. You might don't like it.
Well, wait a minute.
But let Allah favor you as he favors his right. And you will love him.
I want to read this little short, it's a short poem. It's like five sentences. It's Saud Muhammad. You can get this book. It's called She Knows Her Worth. You can get this book on Amazon. She Knows Her Word. S-A-U-D-A-H. Muhammad. M-U-H-A-N-A-D. This is called A Rose. A woman, a rose, a delicacy, a treasure, a companion, a wife, a woman is something to be adored. As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, I bring my brother Muhammad up a little. Oh, you bring up for that. As-salamu alaykum, brother Muhammad.
Hey, hey. All right, as-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu.
Okay, all praise be to Allah. We forever thank Almighty God Allah for what we have, and may we always remember every year, never forget. Alhamdulillah. I want to start off by asking, okay, so this weekend is the convention, right? So,
yes, sir.
The convention starts with Friday, right? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And is it on? And Monday, too?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay, so y'all ain't going to broadcast then, right? On any of those days. Well, Friday, I know you don't broadcast Friday, but Saturday, you know, and Sunday. Okay. Praise be to Allah. Okay. Yeah.
But you know, we don't come on Friday, but we should be able to broadcast Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday? Oh. Okay. Yeah, inshallah. All right. All praise be to Allah. Okay, we'll be, you know, the next show, if you can, you know, look out for the next show coming up, Reparations Radio. So I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
Okay. Everybody, don't forget, Reparations Radio come on right after this. Okay, I'll bring Brother Muhammad up. I know he's been a while before he came up. See what he got to say. That's why I bring two brothers. As-salamu alaykum, brother Muhammad.
Well, alaykum as-salam. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Udu billahi bin shaitan nirajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman nirajim. Ashadu wa la ilaha illallah. As always, we thank Allah for blessing us to have his permission to be on this blog program, delivering this message of concerns and his broadness and all that this helps those who have concerns. Just want to thank Allah again for Brother Rocky, you know, doing an excellent job on saying things the way Allah as far as heals and say them. And we appreciate the clarity and the strength that lies in our youth, that lies in our young fathers and young grandfathers and young daughters and grandmothers. You know, we appreciate, you know, their taking on the responsibility of what's in their heart and what's in their intellect and their faith and their worship. So we pray a lot that those of you who are outside of the queue who might not be of the Islamic faith, that Allah will bless you to see clear that since the beginning of all of us, there's been only one way that Almighty God Allah has prescribed for the human being to live. And it has never changed. And we now have, in our days and times, we have even more clear a language to understand how to live it. And we have the history of how many before us let Shaitan and those under his influence have them deviate and develop other ways
of life that are contrary of their natural way of life. So we pray a lot. We thank a lot much for that Alex Blom now visible in the minds, in the intellect, in the understanding of every human being on this earth, except a few. There might be a few who have not heard of the final revelation to humanity, Al-Quran, and the example of that Quran, the seal of the prophets, the best human example for all people because of what their way of life is. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the messenger of Allah. We know Al-Islam the way it is today in its clarity, has even cleared up all concepts of what Allah has prescribed for the human family to treat each other, to eat, to sleep, etc. And as we go back through history, those of us who have been experiencing it, you'll see the oneness that has been divided in the minds of the people, not in truth. The same will is still here. The will of Allah never changed. And ever since Adam, he's always been trying to put his will into the will of Allah, which is Al-Islam. And every other human being on this earth has naturally tried to do the same thing, put his or her will in the will of Allah, which we know now Allah said it is called Al-Islam, putting your will in the will of Allah. And the more we understand that, the easier it is for us to get back to being straight, getting back to the Tawheed, getting back to the clear truth. We know there's many types of truth, and we know truth has been contaminated with ways of life, false and artificial intellect given to man by the whispers of the shaitan. But we thank Allah that we have received at one point in the history of the human family, we were turned around and put back on the road. Going the straight way. We're not going backwards into inhumanity, animals, and back to creation and being everything except what we created to be. We thank Allah much for turning all of humanity and putting them right on the right Qibla, which is straight to him, straight to his will, where we are trying to do and put our will like our first creation, Adam. So the more that we accept the reality of that, there ain't never been nothing but one way. Though we have heard and we have seen millions of ways that man has claimed is inspiration from God and God put him on that path. Allah ain't done nothing to nobody. If somebody's in hell, if somebody's on the moon, if somebody's in the middle of the world, they're there by Allah's permission and they put their own self there. Allah said, I saved each and every one of you from the brink of the fire. What the hell was we doing at the brink of the fire? We wasn't following Al-Islam. We wasn't following Tawheed. We wasn't following the natural way of our nature. So what was we doing on the brink of the fire? We need to think about this wonderful knowledge that Allah gives each and every human being because of what their language influences on their intellect. They still are connected to the truth, the clear truth that comes from Almighty God Allah. So we thank very much, and we pray. We pray for brothers like you, Brother Rakim, that Allah continue to straighten your mind, straighten your tongue, straighten your vision, so that you can help those who are lost have a bright light to guide them back to the right path that you on. All you had to do is do like you're supposed to do naturally. Put your will in the will of Allah. Don't try to find a bunch of words how to inspire people into something that's already in their heart. That's already intellect. Go ahead and accept that we are living in a world of rejection, and we refuse to come out of it. There ain't no way a religion called out Islam. Christianity, may Allah forgive me. We all keep saying it's a false religion, but yet still we're catering to it. We try to live in this influence. We try to live in this reality. We try to get along with this artificial people. When we know the straight way, the way of Adam and all the prophets and messages of Almighty God Allah. And it was called out as our men in a language that Allah gave them to understand. And then made it clear for everybody in our reality. It's called Al-Islam. And just like you said a few minutes ago, yeah, some of them don't like that. They don't want to submit their will into the will of Allah. Because they still up into the will of the shaitan and don't know it. And then do know it. Because ain't nobody blind, deaf, and dumb no more. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, by Allah's mercy and permission, he woke up everybody in the United States of America. Everybody. Black, white, whatever you want to call them, whatever name they got, whatever way of life they got, everyone we know at least anyway, here in the United States of America, know who and when a person is being a devil and when a person is not being one, and they all know that their color ain't got nothing to do with it. It's their way of life they have chosen to follow. Be it Hinduism, drugism, alcoholism, fornicationism, adulteratedism. Ain't nobody dumb no more, man. A lot of people are ignorant. And ignorant means that you are ignoring the truth for your own vain desires because you don't understand free will that Almighty God Allah has given you or what to do with it. Allah says some people give it to him for 1 minute. And because they're free to do whatever they want, they take it back another way. Hypocrites. Deceivers. Some of them use it to deceive people. They'll give you the impression that they really, really, not really, but really want to see you happy. They really want to see you free. Free. They really want to see you this, see you that. They really want to see you in the will of Allah. Only to deceive you. Because what they really want is to be God. They want somebody to bow down to them. Like the influence that is upon them. There's only one creature that we know of wants the human being to bow down to him or his influence. And that is Shaitan. So anytime any of us do that, we know when we're bowing down for a reason, just to get somebody to bow down to you, your idea, your reasoning, your concept, your top sphere, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Be straight, young soldier. Put your will in the will of Allah like you're striving to do and you're doing every day that I see you. Because there are many, many, the more you save your soul, you're going to save your loved ones. You're going to save your community from the brink of the fire, from the hell fire, from being fuel for the fire, and for being consumed totally and getting off to another reality, as Allah promises in the Quran. It's time to quit wasting time talking so much about something that you already know that you're kind of being a little bit seduced. You know, we love each other so much that we let each other play on each other's sincere feelings for each other. But we all forget one thing. Everything that we feel or conceive or whatever about each other, it comes from Allah. It don't come from each other. All the love that you have between you and your wife better remember it comes from Allah. All the love that you have for you and your brother and you better remember it comes from Allah. Allah is the only one to know what love is. Allah is the only one, the giver of everything we need. Everything. But he gives us the free will to see if we can distinguish not to give it to Shaitan, but give it back to your creator. Because that's all he wants from us. Is our obedience. Ain't that merciful? All he wants us to do is just hear and obey him in order for him, for us to receive all these wonderful rewards we have read in the Quran, in the, all the contaminated revelation, all the contaminated people, all the contaminated water, all the contaminated air. All Allah wants from us is the best. And we have the ability and the will. What the Ottoman Ali Muhammad used to say, up you mighty nation and conquer what you will. We just don't want none of you. But what Shaitan invites us more than what is clear, that Allah is the owner of it, the creator of it, but we don't want it from him because of the obligation of being nice to your brother. Want for your sister what you want for yourself. Want to see your children have equality, etc. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon us always, especially those of you who are out on the side of this cube. This message of concern really is for you. We already got it. And we're showing you that it's a struggle to maintain it. If you get it and you can handle it better than we can do, we thank Allah much for that opportunity for you to come for and join in this oneness. Ameen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I said, thank you.
Thank you. I think that this came up on the screen. We have an upcoming schedule, a call, the reparation radio. We're going to be up in 15 minutes. What do you want to do? Is there a reminder? We'll make it in 1 minute till. We'll let this show go off 1 minute to eight. Bring brother Suja back up. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir.
You got 10 minutes before we turn this show over to
him.
Assalamu alaikum.
There's a whole lot of Noahs.
I mean,
everybody can mute their phone.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, now.
Okay.
It's quiet. Praise be to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
If Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. There's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Noah, Moses, Lot, all these great men was a servant of God. And that they were a people that we can follow. We have today, we got many people is trying to put the prophet out of our reach. It's to make them other than a human being.
Mm-hmm.
That's the work of Satan. To cause that type of confusion. To make the prophet so great that it's impossible for you to follow. And then we have the big Satan. He makes the prophet into God. He said, Jesus is God. You know? But all the little devils, what they do, they teach on the prophet more, and they give credit to the prophet more than they give God, give to God. Oh, we see it every day. We see it. We know the one that is obedient to God, and we know the one that is pushing Satan. It's kind of cause confusion, kind of cause division. We see it. You're not here. And I think you've got enough knowledge to know that we see you and know that you playing the role, you playing a role with the devil. And Allah promised you the hellfire. He promised you the hellfire. You can, I mean, in order for you to work with Satan, you can't be obedient to God. You can't be obedient to God and give the devil that type of credit and hate your brother the way you hate him. The reason you hate your brother is because Satan told God that I can't bow down to that human being that you made.
Go ahead, man.
And I'm not going to bow down to it.
Go ahead.
That I'm going to go before him and deceive him. I'm coming behind him and deceive him. We see it. Allah already done told us what to look for.
That's what he did.
You know, you can't teach us. You gonna try to confuse the believer. Allah said he not gonna put you over us. He said he not gonna put you over us. Over the believer.
Okay, man.
You know, so you can be real careful with the believer, cause that's a promise hellfire. That's promise hell. You can look forward to it. Allah said, and Surah 2. Ayat 177. He told us who a believer is. He told us what truth is. Be good to the orphan, the needy, the poor. Respect your neighbor. Allah told us who the believer is.
Yeah.
You know. And Allah has never told us that you're gonna teach us. You can't teach the belief. You can't teach the belief. Because when I start trying to teach the believer, I'm trying to miss. In some cases, I'm going to mislead them. The only thing you can do, and the only thing I can do, is teach the truth. Is bring the truth, and I'm gonna bring it in a way you can accept it or you can reject it. But I'm not going to frame it in a way where it's a threat. I'm threatening you. If I don't do this or I don't do that,
I can't bring it to you that way. I got to tell you what Allah said. See, when you got freedom, that means that you got the opportunity and the strength to make your own decision, and you are a responsible person. If your decision is wrong, then you can you gonna get a lot gonna tap you up. He's gonna give you a little punishment. But you'll be able to handle it because it's going to make you grow. You're not going to do the same thing. But Satan, the person that is worshiping Satan and don't like the human being, want to destroy the human being, he come to you over and over with the same thing. He let you know, I don't like you at all. You're not going to be the Khalifa. God said, why is it that you don't bow down, Iblis? He said, because I'm better than you. I'm better than you.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
So you made me out of fire, a smokeless fire, and you made him out of mud, clay. I'm better than he. Have you ever heard a person got to teach you and they teach you with an arrogance? They try to teach you with authority. That's what Satan does it. But when a believer comes to you, he comes to you humble. I set up on the email, and I love to hear him teach. I love to hear him teach because he always, in his teaching, let him know that he love us. And in his teaching, he always is trying to free you for you to make decisions on your own. He know you gonna make mistakes. Come on and say, let there be no compulsory in religion. I got about two more minutes. Don't let me go over. I'm going to lie because we want to bring in the reparation. Now that's one thing that Satan don't want to mess with. Satan ain't gonna mess with reparation. What I mean, he's not gonna push that. He's not gonna assist you in reparation. He's not gonna help the human being be the ruler. You remember what he said? He don't want to see you with money and businesses. So I don't make you worry about it. I don't worry about that. I don't worry about that. You know. There's certain things that Shaitan showed himself. Shaitan showed himself. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay. Are you gonna close out with a prayer to God?
Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, not of those whom thy wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean, I shall have my name.
I got slammed. Thank you, everybody. Coming.